Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and another week, another ranked opponent ahead of you. Let's look back on last weekend first. Your team can take some positives despite a two-loss weekend, playing the nation's number one team, Wisconsin. Talk about how impressed you were by your penalty kill, first of all. That was probably one of the high points of the weekend.
Yeah, no question, Kelly. I think you can and should be able to find positives every time out, and there's no moral victories though, at this point with this team. Nobody felt good about the results leaving Madison, but like I pointed out to him, it's just a growing experience for all of us. Definitely exposed some areas we need to get better at, and that's what we're going to focus on. So instead of looking at the results and just focusing on that, let's look at some of the things that we did well, and penalty killing was absolutely one of them. I thought our penalty kill was outstanding all weekend, given the fact that Wisconsin was going at a 50% clip, and it pumped in quite a few power play goals. Just to be able to shut them down, particularly the 5-on-3 late Sunday, was big. The other thing is we the top three scorers in the country are on that top line. We held them off the score sheet until Sofa Shirley got an empty netter on Saturday. So, Watts didn't get a point, and neither did Abby Rock, but, they kind of turned that around on Sunday, and they were all in on the scoring right off the bat. But, no, his penalty kill was really good. Bencher was really good. And there was, I thought, some of our individually some players had good weekends as well. So that's what we build off that. Now we got, like you say, we got another really good team coming in here this weekend.
How much does it help your team get better week after week? You're playing some of the best teams in the country.
Well, I think it's really important you take it one game at a time. You can look ahead and say, oh my gosh, this is a pretty daunting stretch. But every time we play league games, we know there's points on the line. That's what our focus has always been, is try to get points. And obviously, to in our league, you're playing almost every week. You're playing a ranked opponent, and you have the number one and two ranked teams in the country. Again, Minnesota, Wisconsin are up there, and you play them four times. Here we are, Bemidji State's playing the Ohio State University again, and to have them come up here, and that's obviously our group gets up for that. The resources that they have, and the entourage they travel with is I was kidding about it today at the luncheon, how many people usually travel with them. But it's a great rivalry, and I know our group gets fired up to play this team.
The other good news from last weekend is your team wasn't shut out. Your team's finding some ways to score, and you're getting scoring from people you probably didn't expect to right away. But Reese Hunt gets her first career goal. Paige Beebe's looking pretty good already this season. Talk about just the play of your offense.
Yeah, well, obviously, if you want to get more than a goal each night, but we've gone down there plenty of times and come up empty handed. But Reese has been playing with Claire and Haley, and that line has been carrying us. They scored the only goal on Saturday. So for Paige to score on Sunday was big, because we need more than just Claire's line to score goals. And one of the good things about some good news going to this is both Jack and Lydia are back in the lineup, and kind of limited. We'll see how the game progresses. But it's just great to be able to pencil their names into our lineup again, because they're definitely two players who can put the puck in the net. And we need more scoring throughout our lineup. I think the addition of those two can help in that area.
You got Jack on the left wing, Lydia on the right wing, and you got Paige Anderson, who's played really well as a freshman between the two of them. What do you expect to see out of Paige?
Well, just keep playing the way she's playing. The moment hasn't been too big for her wherever we've played, whether it's here against a really good Duluth team or last week, obviously, against Wisconsin at Le Bon Arena with a packed house. The moment wasn't too big for her. She went out there and played her game, and she does a really nice job on our end, which is huge. Having that defensive awareness and knowing what she's supposed to do, and she does a real good job of that. And she can get up and down the ice. She's got good hands. She's kind of snaky with that puck, and she always seems to find ways. She had a great look, I know, against Duluth the last time out here. Not quite as many opportunities against the Badgers, but still, we'll see how the game goes. But that line could be very, very effective.
Yesterday, your team did a little team bonding, of course, practice. You allowed your team to do a little Halloween dress-up costume contest. Okay, who ended up winning?
You know, there was a lot of controversy when it came to it. First of all, Coach Frickland and Coach Joyce and Jess, Coach Ellinghausen, they were dinosaurs, but Frick was the best. He was a green dinosaur. And personally, I like Paul and Babe. Kerrigan and Lexi Baker were Paul and Babe, and they did a great job. And Lauren Bench's bear was unbelievable. She had all this fur all over her equipment. And Abby Ecker was a bear hunter. I think she was a bear hunter. That was tremendous. Bree Jordy and Haley Mack were the Hanson brothers. It was good. A lot of really, really good stuff and some creative costumes.
How fun is it to be able to break up a week and kind of lighten things up a little?
Well, it's you know, again, it goes back to all about the experience. You know, this is something they'll certainly remember, probably more so than any of the games we played, you know, when it's all said and done. So I was impressed. They did a really nice job.
On to this weekend, you got Ohio State coming here. What do you see out of the Buckeyes from film? What have you noticed? What are some of their strengths?
Yeah, again, really, really good team. I their defense, I think, really is it triggers their offense for them. First of all, again, they have their top line is outstanding. Emma Maltese, number 17, has got elite level speed. Liz Shepherds has done a great job in the middle in that line, and obviously Tatum Skaggs. I mean, that line has done probably 85% of their scoring. They're the top three scorers on their team. And then after that, it's a couple defensemen. Jincy Dunn, All-American, preseason defensive player of the year. Just an outstanding, talented player. And then Sophie Jocks is the next one that in terms of points on their team. So kind of gives you an idea. That line's been doing the majority of their scoring, but that decor of theirs is really, really good. And if you allow them to carry the puck all the way up the ice, they're going to, and they're going to make life miserable for you. So it's really important that we try to get pucks off their stick as quick as we can.
What did your team concentrate on this week coming into this weekend?
You know, that was one area. Obviously, we wanted to be, you know, good coming out of our zone, you know, taking good care of the puck through the neutral zone. We just worked on our neutral zone defense, just again concentrating on trying to stay above the puck. Offensively, we wanted to work on possessing and getting all five involved, and, you know, working on our cutbacks and using the back of the net, trying to go east-west, just some of the things that we talk about all the time. It just kind of reinforced the importance of it.
Coach, what's going to be a key to getting a win here tonight?
Well, I think, you know, a number of things. It's really, really important that we go out and play with a lot of energy, a lot of passion, be on our toes. We want to take the game to Ohio State. And if we can do that, we're going to make them play defense, which, you know, is one of the things we always try to do, to, especially against a line like that top line, is make them play in their own end. Again, puck management is going to be critical, taking good care of it coming out, taking good care of it through the neutral zone, getting pucks past their D, making them turn to go get it, and obviously in our zone being really, really good, you know, taking people away from the puck and things like that.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.